When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Rasmussen. Next half hour, we're going to go live to Houston, Texas, and talk to a gentleman from Sports Radio 610. They're the flagship for the Texans. And what are they saying about us as they get ready to come to Acrisure Stadium on Monday night?
Well, I'm sure it's very complimentary.
It might be. I don't know. We don't have that much acrimony with, you know, the Texans like we would with the Ravens or Browns or even Bengals, for that matter, right?
Right.
So I'll be curious to what they're hearing or saying about Pittsburgh. We mentioned this is the summer for our 250th anniversary as a country, and we welcome Rosie Rios, who is the chair of America 250, and she joins us on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Welcome, Rosie, to the world's first radio station, not quite as old as the country, but over a century old. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us what the mission of America 250 is, because you're asking Americans to roll up their sleeves.
That's right. So America 250 is a national organization charged by Congress to plan the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. And America Gives, which we launched on January 1, is our national service initiative that aims to make 2026 the largest year of volunteer hours ever recorded by our country. It's never happened before.
And with the way you can contact citizens through electronic social media, it's easier to reach people than it's ever been in the history of the nation.
Absolutely. And by, look, I mean, service is one of the values in which our country was founded. What better way to mark this historic milestone than by making a meaningful impact? And so if you go to our website at America250.org, we already have dozens and dozens of great nonprofits who are already registered with us. You can find out how to volunteer through those nonprofits or even individually through your own registration to get those volunteer hours started. And you can see the counter live on our website as well.
Rosie, what effort is being made to broadcast this message nationwide to widen the scope of it? This is the first I've heard of it, not that I think that's a bad idea.
Well, we've been working on this for quite some time. In fact, at my very first commission meeting as chair 3.5 years ago, I proposed America 250 to our commission, and it was so well received. And look, our goal is to educate, engage, and unite our country. We want to literally have all 350 million Americans as part of this national effort. I say 350 for 250, but it has to be everyone's commemoration and celebration, from Guam to Alaska, from Fairbanks to Philadelphia, and everywhere in between.
And that said, there's a little twist to this. There's actually a national sweepstakes involved with a lot of money at stake.
That's right. So if you register on our website on the portal at America250.org, we will select 250 winners who will be able to give away $4,000 to our registered nonprofits. So this is a great way, again, to not only highlight volunteering, but also giving back.
Rosie, would this be $4,000 for each person participating?
This will be 250 winners will be selected as part of the sweepstakes when you register on our portal online at America250.org.
And then those individuals would be able to direct that charitable money, correct?
$4,000 to any of our participating nonprofits.
Yeah, and I think people, to Paul's point, a lot of people are just hearing about this right now. And the fact that the United States Congressional Commission started this, you said, what, 3.5 years ago you got involved?
Well, actually, this meant that 8 years on this commission, but 3.5 as chair. But look, we've been working on this programming for quite some time. And again, you know, this playbook is very values-based. We believe that, obviously, we will have those moments of the fireworks, the pomp and circumstance, the concerts. But we also want this to be a movement. I mean, the whole world is going to be watching the U.S. over the next few years, whether it's with the semi-quincentennial, the World Cup, and then, of course, the L.A. Olympics in 2028. And so we think this is the right time to really galvanize our country for something meaningful and making giving back a year-round effort.
I'm all for anything that's going to try to bring us together. It's been challenging in many ways. So where do we sign up?
America250.org, and you'll see our America Gives page, and you will see that live counter. I think yesterday we're at 350,000 hours or so. Today we're at somewhere around 375. Maybe after today we'll be at 400,000. So that's kind of the beauty of what we're trying to create, is you can actually see results as they happen.
So you're asking people to commit to an hour or two of service. Is that, am I getting that right?
Well, whatever they can contribute. Look, if I thought every family was going to do 250 hours for the year, that would be great. We have other organizations like Coca-Cola that's committing to 250,000 hours. And they're also launching this effort to unite and do some friendly competition among colleges. So they have relationships with over 200 plus colleges and universities. And so this is going to be a great way to kind of activate participation with that particular demographic.
Well, I sense your passion, and good for you. A brilliant look at the future a long time ago, and it's coming to fruition. So good luck to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. That's Rosie Rios, who's the chair of America 250.
And I remember the excitement back in 1976.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for 200, and I'm sorry to say that it seems like it wasn't all that long ago.
Well, you know what's cool for me is I was in Ocean City, Maryland for the July 4th celebration, and on 76th Street, the lifeguard chair there was painted red, white, and blue.
Oh, that's cool.
But I remember around the country the celebration then. So now it's going to be huge, 250 years. Wait a minute. That was 50 years ago?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say, right?
Good Lord.
Just a semester or two. I mean, I was, you know, pretty young. I was in high school at the time, right? A
few semesters ago.
You say that every once in a while. I've grabbed it for myself.
Yeah, well, it kind of mitigates the gravity of the actual years, right? When you just say a few. Yeah. Our Tamara Rush is actually headed to the Strip District, where that's a hot spot for people that want to get Steelers gear and Yinzer gear. And she will check in with us from Penn Avenue and Smallman Street here right after the news at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. Meanwhile, our producer, Aaron, let's make it trending with E.
All right.
What do you got?
Well, I feel like it goes without saying that, of course, the number one trending story in the city is, of course, the Steelers.
No question.
And, well, actually, you always talk about your tradition at home, right? You have a sort of routine that you go through if you're not, of course, doing the game.
Right. Home games, I'm at the stadium.
Yep.
But when I watch, you know, the road games, yeah, I got kind of a thing that I do every time.
Maybe we'll have to have you spell that out for us if we make it, you know.
Well,
past,
the short
we
cheat code is I have a chair in the family room that I sit in, and I've got chips and dip, salsa and dip, and so I do some other things. I have some strategically placed terrible towels, but what do you do?
Very nice. Oh, you know, I won't spell it out because it's very different every game. Seeing as I don't watch the entire game every time. I know, if you can believe that. But oftentimes, like you, it's involving some chips and dip, maybe some Diet Pepsi for some odd reason. That's very consistent in my routine, I guess.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so fun. So fun. But, you know, Nikki Glaser.
She's the host of the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
And
on
she's
Sunday.
She's a very risque stand-up comedian otherwise.
She is. And when they say she's returning, what did she host? I actually am blanking on.
Well, she hosted the Golden Globes last year.
Okay.
And
that's
then
what I thought.
She was one of the roasters.
Yes.
When Tom Brady, when they did that online thing a couple of years ago.
That might have been what I was thinking of, but I'm excited. Do you typically watch the Golden Globes?
You know,
or any of awards during award season?
Here's the problem these days with the Golden Globes. I just don't know that many of the new shows.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I mean, I know some that are the real popular and obvious ones.
Like Paradise, which is nominated.
I don't know and don't have time to watch all those streaming shows.
True, and it does become boring if you're not as plugged in, you know. You're kind of like, okay, who are these people that they're saying? So, yeah, I don't know. I'm nervous because watching her is, even if you're at home, can get really insane. But
she's super,
gonna be great.
Super blue.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's on a network show on CBS, so she has to be tempered.
She has to tread.
Because of language and innuendo.
Indeed. Okay, do you know who Megan Thee Stallion is?
I've heard the name. I know she's a singer, dancer, right?
Yes, yeah. She's a pop star. She's dating Klay Thompson. And she came out with a collaboration with Dunkin' Donuts for a new protein milk. Now, this is pretty epic because, as we know, RFK Jr. basically flipped the food triangle and put proteins and meats in the higher portion.
And whole milk has got a whole new life.
Exactly. So maybe that's why it's perfectly timed. I didn't grow up drinking milk, a glass of milk with dinner or anything like that. So I'll be interested to see if it does well.
Well, I got to credit you. You had, when there was milk price issues, you brought us a farmer, a dairy farmer. I learned more in that 5 minutes about, I had no idea.
Me neither.
Whole milk wasn't all that much in terms of fat content, higher than 2% milk.
Right. And for some reason, you go to the store, and again, maybe because I grew up kind of fighting that lactose intolerant allegation, that whole milk just gave me shivers. So hearing her break that down, I also was kind of mind blown.
Yeah. Well, now they're saying drink whole milk, unless you're lactose intolerant, in which case you could drink something else.
Well, if you're me and you're married to an Italian-American, you kind of got to...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fight your way out of that.
Wine for breakfast.
I can't
get it.
Be lactose intolerant. But that'll do it for today. There's a lot else. Not much else I think you'd care about.
Oh wow.
I don't think you're necessarily in touch with Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. Do you think? You know who they are, of course.
Former Prime Minister of Canada.
Yes.
And then Katy Perry is a pop star sensation.
Yeah, and just their holiday celebrations, of course, it's like big news after she was engaged to Orlando Bloom, which is... You know,
in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes. And
among other things. What,
yeah. I can't even remember. Oh, never mind. I don't even remember the other series. But yeah, celebrity relationships crack me up because the odds of them being truly successful and having that longevity, very slim. So.
And a lot of people say, well, why do I care what they're doing? I'm focused on what I'm doing. And then they follow that by what happened?
What did they say? Huh?
All right. Golden Globes, CBS, Nikki Glaser. Be careful if the kids are around. That's what's trending with E. T will be back on Monday, and we're going to check in with Tamira Rush, who's down in Pittsburgh's Strip District, where a lot of fans through Monday afternoon are going to be shopping for Steelers playoff gear. Hard weekend, and your Pittsburgh Steelers are the AFC North champions. Monday night, we will host the Houston Texans. And we are lucky to have with us Clint Turner, who is part of Sports Radio 610 in Houston and the afternoon team and hosts the Texans' official postgame show. Clint, welcome to Pittsburgh. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We are fired up, my friend. We've never played the Texans in the playoffs here, and you guys are red hot, winning 9 in a row.
Yeah, look, it's been a good run for us. I mean, our defense here in Houston is obviously, I mean, it's got a chance to be, if you make a significant playoff run, it's got a chance to be one of the best defenses of all time. And so, We've rode that to a not only 9 in a row, but 12 of the last 14. And along the way, overcoming an 0-3 start adds a little momentum to what's going on right now. And so yeah, man, we're excited to be, you know, where we are and excited to be heading to Pittsburgh, that's for sure.
That said, what's the breakdown from your perspective on the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, look, I think it's what has been the boogeyman for the Texans defense, I think, is where this thing has to start. When you look at Pittsburgh offensively, when DK Metcalf is in the game, when he's not suspended for punching fans in the stands, when he's in the game, he is exactly what's been the problem for the Houston Texans defense. You look at it, the bigger, faster, more deeper threat receivers that make the explosive plays at any time throughout a game, that's the guy that's been the boogeyman for this defense. And so it's got to start there. You look at Aaron Rodgers, obviously, I'm a big believer in the long in the tooth quarterbacks that can still spin it around the park. He can make all the throws. He can anticipate and drop the ball in the voids in the defense in a way that you have to be able to do that if you're going to attack this Texans defense. So I think it starts offensively with those two guys. Also, Gainwell. You know, our linebackers are really, really good linebackers. They play downhill. They're super physical. The one thing that they have not done well is cover backs, little shifty, explosive, twitchy backs out of the backfield. And y'all have got Gainwell. Pittsburgh has Gainwell, who they use extensively, and he's going to be a problem. So I think offensively it starts with those three things, and then defensively it starts with y'all's defensive front. Cam Hayward in the middle, along with the other two or three guys y'all have, are an absolute problem inside. We talk a lot. I know y'all talk a lot about Highsmith, and you talk a lot about T.J. Watt, but for me personally, it's about y'all's interior guys, and it starts with Cam Hayward. Can the Texans handle him? If not, it could be a long day for Houston.
And let's talk about your quarterback. He's been extraordinarily sharp, obviously, in the past 9 games. What makes C.J. so good?
Well, I think C.J., the struggle for C.J. has been, you know, he is one of the better passers of the football in the league. He likes to stretch the field. He's really good at the second and third level of the field. But this offense asks him to be more efficient, more, you know, minimize the risk, take what's there. You know, don't drive the football down the field just because you want to. And I think as a young quarterback, he's, you know, that's been a little bit of a juggling act for him to settle in. And what's happened of late, really after the injury, after he had the concussion, sat out for a while, Davis Mills ran the offense effectively. I think when CJ stepped back in, you know, he decided, hey, I'm gonna commit to this offense. I'm gonna commit to the death by a thousand cuts and be more calculated when I take my shots. And that has worked out really well for CJ. It's worked out really well for the team overall. At the end of the day, you know, the headliner for this team is the defense. And the more they can get the offensive guys to understand that, the better off they're going to be. And I think CJ's coming around. And as of late, he's been really good, no doubt.
We're with Clint Turner from Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas. How are the fans reacting to your team playing in Pittsburgh against the Steelers?
Well, other than not being at home, they're absolutely stoked about it. We'd rather it be at NRG Stadium right here in Houston, but we are. I mean, we did a live broadcast yesterday from a location here in Houston. We had several of we call them the traveling Texans. We had several of them in the building with all their gear on, and they're talking about the flight they're catching. And so I would imagine that there's going to be a good contingent of Texans fans out there. Now they're not going to overtake, obviously, you guys with one of the best fan bases in America. They're not going to overtake you guys, but you will hear them and you will see them. So the fan base is absolutely stoked about it. We feel like, you know, this team improved from 10 wins last year to 12 wins in the regular season, and now you got a chance to improve in the playoffs and not only win the first road playoff game under D'Amico Ryans, but also improve beyond the second round. So the fan base is juiced and we're ready for this first round game. Wish it was at home. But we'll take a trip to Pittsburgh, no doubt.
That said, I wish maybe we had a little colder weather for them and a little snow. You have a beautiful stadium, by the way. I've been there. I attended a Super Bowl there. That's a fantastic facility. And Houston is a big football town. Back in the day, old school, it used to be the Oilers and Steelers in just about every playoff run.
Yeah, man, there were some good ones there. I grew up here, born and raised in the Houston area, man. So I mom was an Oilers fan, dad was a Cowboys fan. I was stuck in the middle trying to figure out which way to go, and I was just a guy that loved football, man. And so whether it's the Oilers, the Texans, the Cowboys, the Steelers, I'm just a big fan. I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan, and I'm one of the most elite passers of the football the game has ever seen. And other than this week, man, I hope he does really well in Pittsburgh. I'm a fan.
What about Mike Tomlin? 19 seasons in, what's the talk about him from outside of town?
Well, I think it's probably similar to what the rest of the nation's talking about. Is it everything runs its course, man? You everybody comes to a point at some point. You say, hey, change is good, and is Pittsburgh really there? I mean, Mike Tomlin's obviously one of the greatest to ever do it. You know, I'm a former player, and I'm a little bit more old school. I'm a little bit more of a realist. I'm a little bit more, probably I'd call it authentic than most. And I just have thoroughly enjoyed what Mike Tomlin brings to the table, the way he coaches, you know, the way he can relate to his players, and obviously, you know, previously I know it's been a rough stretch relative to playoff wins and Super Bowls, you know, the last 10 years, but obviously got off to a hot start. I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan. Now I do believe this. I think, you know, Tomlin's got to get his team in the mix every single year. And when I say in the mix, I don't mean AFC championship or winning Super Bowls. I just mean a product that is super competitive and in the playoffs with a shot. And then maybe folks will leave him alone. But boy, that just getting in the playoffs and not having a very good product, that's not going to cut it in Pittsburgh. I know that.
And by the way, you're a very keen observer of college football, being an Arkansas Razorback, and of course, former NFL quarterback for the Cowboys and the Dolphins. So you know your stuff. Who's going to win the national championship?
Well, I tell you, man, you look at the two teams that are the hottest right now. I think Indiana, obviously, all year long, and I'm not a huge Big Ten fan, and I doubted whether Indiana, it's not whether Cignetti could put a team together that could win, you know, and surprise some folks. But you think about what he's done at Indiana. In 2 years, he has put a team together that is more physical. They're bigger, faster, stronger. They're more disciplined, more explosive, all of that. They're more well-coached than Ohio State, than Michigan, than obviously Georgia, then Alabama. I mean, so you think about what Cignetti's done. It's not just win games up there. The team that he has built is better than the best has been over the last 20 years. And so the way in which he's done it has been awfully impressive. So I'm going to go with Indiana, but I'm going to tell you, man, Miami has been awfully impressive. I love the old school physical brand. I know Shannon Dawson, their offensive coordinator, runs a little bit more of an air raid, a little more spread. But if you watch what their identity is, man, it is more. I'm gonna be more physical than you, and I'm gonna punch you in the mouth. It's old school crystal ball football, and I love it, man. So I'm going Miami, Indiana, obviously, and I think Indiana wins it.
Hey, appreciate the time, and congrats. Last year, I see you were inducted into Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Hey, man, it was a good year for me last year, man. I got two little babies, and I got the Hall of Fame at the state of Arkansas and also the Hall of Fame there at the university, man. So it was in a new contract here doing radio in Houston. So it was a hell of a year for me in 2025, man. I hope to keep things rolling in 2026.
You're still throwing the rock. It's just on the air. Thanks, Clint. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Y'all be good and love me some Pittsburgh now. Y'all take care.
All right. That is Clint Stoerner, who is with Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, and part of their flagship coverage of Houston's Texans. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, here's Heather Zambito.
Heading inbound on the Parkway West, traffic is jammed just over the top of Green Tree Hill. The outbound side mostly up to speed, minor slowdown approaching Campbell's Run. Parkway East inbound is stacking up at Forest Hills. Parkway North is clear, no issues on 28. 65 has a traffic light delay at the McKees Rocks Bridge, and 51 solid from Edgebrook Avenue to the Liberty Tubes. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Heather Zambito on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Heather. While it's mild, we got spring-like rains around. Just some light showers in the moment, then a line of showers coming from the West Columbus. So it's going to be wet for a while, but enjoy it while it's warm.